examples of that, so you'll see what I mean. Familiar examples. Sister White, I'm sure you're familiar, describes both the French Revolution time period and the destruction of Jerusalem as two historical events that represent the end of the world. Sister White, in the French Revolution history that she uses, that says that is an illustration of the end of the world, or the destruction of Jerusalem as an illustration of the end of the world, she doesn't expect us to understand that when the destruction of Jerusalem took place in AD 70, that this is a description of the end of the world, and the end of the world is simply literal Jerusalem in the Middle East being destroyed. She uses the destruction of Israel to describe the destruction of the whole world at the end. She uses the dynamics and characteristics of the French Revolution to describe what takes place when the whole world comes to an end. And so what I'm saying is that by taking prophecies that are pointing to the end of the world and understanding the characteristics of that prophecy in a symbolic sense that represents the worldwide view, this doesn't eliminate the truth that these prophecies will be literally fulfilled. The destruction of Jerusalem is a symbol of the end of the world, and the end of the world will literally take place. Now, there's one other factor to this brother's question and criticism, and that is, why would I be saying that here's a prophecy about the destruction of Jerusalem that came to pass in AD 70? This is clearly after the cross, but I'm saying that after the cross, Jerusalem, it should be understood in its symbolic way. Well, the prophecy of the destruction of literal Jerusalem was found in the Old Testament years before the prediction took place, and the divorce of Israel and Jerusalem from God that took place, there are several points in history that you can point to where the divorce grew in its maturity, so to speak. I mean, Israel was definitely divorced from God at the stoning of Stephen, but they were divorced from God at the crucifixion. And you can point to different historical events where the Lord, probation was closing on the Jews. And once probation had closed, the prediction was that Jerusalem would be destroyed. So the literal destruction of Jerusalem in fulfillment with the prophecy describing what